Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Ukraine's deputy prime minister says she's told Russia she is prepared to offer Russian prisoners of war in exchange for wounded Ukrainian fighters holed up under a steel plant. As NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from the city of Dnipro, that steel plant is the last bit of a strategic port city still controlled by Ukrainians.
Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk said on her Telegram channel that Moscow has not yet responded to the proposal of exchanging Russian POWs for wounded Ukrainian soldiers under the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. The soldiers have posted grim photos to social media showing the wounded, some with amputated limbs. They say some injured fighters are dying from infections because of the poor conditions under the plant and the lack of antibiotics. Two spouses of the fighters met with Pope Francis in Rome and pleaded with him to help evacuate the soldiers. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
The top prosecutor in Ukraine, meanwhile, says the country is looking to hold its first war crimes trial. In this instance, a trial of a captured Russian soldier. Prosecutors say they've charged the 21-year-old sergeant, Vengeance Marin, in connection with the February killing of a 62-year-old unarmed civilian in northeastern Ukraine. Officials there have not said when the trial might start. Ukrainian officials say they've been investigating more than 10,700 alleged war crimes committed by Russian forces. Ukraine also says it shut down a Russian pipeline that carries Russian gas across the country to Western Europe. A large and growing wildfire is heading toward mountain resort towns in northern New Mexico. Residents around the Angel Fire Ski Resort and Taos Canyon were told to be ready to go if evacuations are ordered. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from the area the wildfire has been growing by some 30 to 50,000 acres a day.
The Calf's Canyon Hermit's Peak blaze is on track to become New Mexico's largest wildfire on record. The area faces two more days at least of dangerously strong winds amid bone-dry conditions. Fire Information Officer Ryan Berlin.
This is definitely a remarkable wind event fighting this fire, and it's not showing like it's going to slow down. We don't have any predicted moisture coming in over the next 7 to 10 days, so we need a little help from Mother Nature to shut the wind down and a little rain.
Firefighting helicopters were able to attack the southern section of the fire. It was a rare sight. Most days, fierce winds have grounded aircraft. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, outside Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Price hikes eased a bit in April. The Labor Department reporting today the government's broadest measure of inflation, the Consumer Price Index, rose 8.3% from the same period a year ago. That was slightly better than March. The Dow fell 326 points. This is NPR. Authorities in Arizona say a man convicted of killing a college student in 1978 has been put to death after a nearly 8-year pause in the state's death penalty due to claims from critics that a previous execution was botched. Correction officials say the inmate Clarence Dixon died by lethal injection at the state prison in Florence. Convicted in the killing of Arizona State University student Dina Borden, Dixon was the sixth person to be put to death in the U.S. this year. The Supreme Court rejected a last-minute request to delay that execution. The Walt Disney Company held its quarterly earnings call today. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the Mouse House is rebounding from losses caused by the pandemic.
Compared to the second quarter of last year, revenues at Disney's domestic theme parks, resorts, and cruises more than doubled to $6.7 billion. But attendance at Disney theme parks in Hong Kong and Shanghai was down. They had to close because of COVID spikes. The company's streaming service added 7.9 million subscribers, more than analysts expected. Disney Plus content includes hit movies like Encanto and West Side Story, as well as series like Marvel's Moon Knight.
You're not supposed to be here.
Yep, I completely agree.
With Amazon, Apple, and other companies now streaming, competition is tough. Netflix recently announced it lost some 200,000 subscribers. But Disney says it's on target to reach its goal of 230 to 260 million subscribers by 2024. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
And I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.